returned. Prosecutors say Kolbecki killed his pregnant girlfriend to avoid paying child support for their son. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Here's a comment from Orioles skipper Brandon Hyde last week regarding the Orioles using a little small ball more often in 2025.
I'd like to see us run for a hit a little bit more. I like to see us run a little bit more this year also. So a lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
But not yesterday, as the mashers were on display. Tyler O'Neill hit one clean out of the park, a three-run shot. Ramon Urias followed O'Neill with a two-run shot. And the young phenom Sam Bisaio rocked one off the scoreboard, a solo blast. As the O's blasted past the Blue Jays, 11-8 was the final. Injury update, Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberger day-to-day. But then again, aren't we all? Birds and Twins in Fort Myers today. Zach Eflin takes the hill at 105. NFL salary cap set at $279.2 million this coming season, an increase of just under 10% year over year. Under that number, the Ravens have $12.2 million in cap space. Monday, General Manager Eric DaCosta was asked how much of a help that is.
Any additional money we can get is very helpful. It still doesn't mean that we're going to break the bank and free agency. We're still going to be going after those veteran minimum guys, which, you know, Joyce Koukinas and Mark Acevedo do a great job finding those type of players.
Coming up in 30 minutes, David Rubenstein talks salary cap. And that is Stein on Sports.
Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company, is hiring hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. Competitive pay and great benefits. Located in Sykesville with a growing service department. Call us today, 443-609-6697. Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
What a good-looking weekend to spend some time outside, especially today and tomorrow with the temperatures on the milder side. A few clouds today, 56. Tomorrow, breezy, 57. Sunday's a bit chilly, though, 40, the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 41 degrees in Pikesville, 43 in downtown Baltimore, and 42 in Towson. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, you made it. It's the weekend. Get excited. You know what? It's not raining. It's not too cold. It's just fine outside if you haven't been yet. But do take a jacket with you. Now, I have to say, I was up all night long, paying attention to this Epstein file drop. For the next hour, we are definitely going to talk about that. The first hour here, I do want to stay local. You know, Brian, the producer, I was thinking on why I keep almost hitting your car as I almost hit your car this morning. You know what it is? It's the way that you are parked. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. It's because you park in forward. I pull in backwards. I like to back into the spot. If you could just, if you can back into your spot It might help. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I did well this morning. Your car is fine. You don't have to go outside. But it made me laugh because, you know what? I got into the parking lot today, and there was a big Cyber Tesla truck out there. And I was like, wow, that's cool. They do look cool. They do look cool. I don't want one, but they do look cool. What's that? What had a flat tire? The Tesla truck? Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know what? I never even thought of... Gosh. Because you always see, like, when they do, like, the demo videos of people, like, throwing things at the truck or trying to take a hammer to it. They're like, it's indestructible. But you can get a flat tire, just like anybody... Just like anybody else. Oh, what a world. What a world. All right, we got to get into this budget, the BRFA, as they call it in Annapolis. We have to get into this. First and foremost, I just want to say to the senators and the delegates, I understand you have a very tough job. I will say to the Republicans in Annapolis, your job is extremely tough, but I will give you credit because if you've noticed this time around, this session, Republicans have done a great job with messaging. We may be in the minority, but everybody's talking about the fact that they understand that we are headed towards a $3 billion deficit because of poor management, because of overspending, because of whether you call it the Kerwin Commission or the blueprint, you know, all of these things. The Republicans got that message out. So I would just like to thank our Republican state senators and delegates because you did a great job with that. And I would have to say that the House Freedom Caucus, or they don't call it the House, right? They just call it the Republican Freedom Caucus, I believe, because their senators, I got to go back and get the right name of that. And I apologize for not having the correct name. But I would say that the press conferences that they've been having these past couple months, I think they've been doing the trick. I really do. Congratulations to you guys. As many people have called the show, as Republicans, we do struggle with messaging in the state. But I think you accomplished a great job this time around. And I do. I appreciate you guys. So I just wanted to make sure I said that. Because as we hear people talk about what's going on, and as I read comments online, whether it's under Governor Wes Moore's Facebook page or his X page or, you know, Fox 45's Instagram, there are Democrats in the comment section that are repeating the same things for whether it's Senator Justin Reedy, whether, you know, they're talking about things that Delegate Ryan Araki or Delegate Kathy Schlage are talking about. They're repeating the same thing. So you guys are doing a fantastic job. Whether you're on, I saw Delegate Schlage was on Fox News National the other night. I saw, of course, they're on Fox 45 a lot. They do their best to get on Channel 11. I know it's not easy. I know they don't want to really hear from you a lot of times because they know that you're right. But you're a Republican, so they want to act like you don't exist. So thank you so much, you guys, for doing so. And thank you to all those that come here on WCBM as well. You know, we have to get the message out so people understand exactly how we got to this position. Now, speaking of the position, all right, I could have said something really inappropriate there, but I did it. You see how I held that in? I held that in. You guys are about to get to know the real, real Kim Clayson. I am very upset about this budget, all right? I am extremely upset about it. I don't know if you've noticed. But Governor Wes Moore, he took to the floor yesterday in Annapolis. And, of course, he was talking about his proposals. Now, his proposals, look, we already know that we live in a nanny state. But these proposals will have you pulling your hair out because, unfortunately, he wants to control every aspect of our lives to make up for the poor decisions that they've made with our tax dollars. I've got some audio here for you, and this is actually from Fox 45, Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland. Take a listen.
Governor Wes Moore's office announced changes to his budget proposal that could affect your wallet.
Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland has been in Annapolis pressing lawmakers and the governor on how the state expects to balance the budget.
Budget talks are simmering in Annapolis as Governor Wes Moore proposes more changes to his budget and says more needs to be done. Lawmakers have mixed reviews to the governor's budget changes.
The breaking points right now. I mean, look, people are going to move out of the state.
We're at a point where the legislature and DLS has come together to make some more recommendations on, you know, what those adjustments need to look like.
Welcome, Governor. Governor Wes Moore took the hot seat during a joint House committee session to explain, defend, and advocate for changes to his budget.
And balancing the state budget for the third year in a row would be hard during normal times. And these are not normal times.
In partnership with the Maryland Department of Legislative Services, Governor Moore told lawmakers his initial budget needs to be amended further because of cuts to the federal workforce under President Donald Trump.
And the world has changed significantly in just 6 weeks. And our final state budget for this year needs to reflect that harsh reality.
Lawmakers received nearly a 70-page booklet last night that contained volumes of proposed changes to the governor's budget. These included changes to the blueprint for Maryland's future by delaying expansion of pre-K and pre-pupil funding, changes to the tax code, like repealing the week-long tax holiday for back-to-school shopping, and repealing personal exemptions for seniors, and even taxing snack foods.
A responsible governing is hard, and that's what Marylanders are calling on us to do right now.
Well, thank you all for being here this afternoon.
The Joint Republican Caucus said that the budget tax increases are set to hit middle-class Marylanders.
The governor has tried to be, I think, clever, but disingenuous to suggest that these are broad-based tax cuts.
Republicans also question why the governor is proposing an increase in salaries and continuing to hire more state workers. Fox 45 News has found that Governor Moore has hired over 3,000 new employees since taking office.
So are we really increasing salaries, cost of living, hiring new people just to lay them off? I mean, is that the plan of action? Why are we giving them a 36% increase in salaries?
Meanwhile, Spotlight on Maryland asked Governor Moore how the state's unemployment insurance fund will be able to bear a potential swell of claims in the coming weeks from potential federal worker layoffs.
How's the state going to do this when the feds aren't going to pay like they did in COVID?
Well, this is the time when the state's going to have to get creative, and we have to make sure that we're taking care of our people.
Not many specifics from the governor. We also asked lawmakers if enough is being done to look at other ways to balance the budget other than tax and fee increases.
Should there be more cuts?
I'm not prepared to answer that today.
That was Delegate Caleb Young there. He's not prepared to answer that today. Here we are mid-session. The budget is barreling off of a cliff. And Delegate Caleb Young, he's not prepared to talk about that. He's about as sharp as a spoon, that guy. I want to hear from you guys. I really do. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. You can always text me in the text line. This is a mess. Here's the silver lining in all of this. The legislators do not have to accept this, right? They can go back and say, you know what, Governor Moore? We know, the people know, this is not President Trump's fault, as he's trying to blame. And they can tell him that this is going to put him in a bad spot if he plans to run for the Oval Office, whether it's 4 or 8 years from now. I hope they have that serious conversation with him. If they don't, you know what, Democrats? That's on you. That's on you. As I mentioned, Republicans are doing a great job getting the message out. And it's out. And so now what are you going to do about this? You're not prepared to talk about whether or not there should be more cuts? So basically what Delegate Caleb Young was saying there is he hasn't gotten his marching orders yet. Right? He was asked that question right after Governor Wes Moore took the floor. But he now has to go back into a meeting with the DNC and all the other Democrats because they have to get together and figure out how they can be on the same page. And let me tell you this, it is very clear that those in the House, right, the House of Delegates, they don't care about cutting any of this. They don't care about it. They will tax you to death. Now, you heard there, Governor Wes Moore even mentioned this in his State of the State address. You had Gary Collins, and Gary, great job asking the questions there for Spotlight on Maryland. But if you heard there, Gary called out the governor for hiring at least 3,000 people, right, knowing that we have this deficit and giving them pretty decent salaries. But he's talking about hiring 5,000 in total. So he's talking about really hiring another 2,000. Now, we also heard during the State of State address that he wants to recruit and bring in teachers from other states. This what he's always proposed is something that we can't afford. Okay? The Kerwin Commission blueprint, whatever you want to call it, we passed that without any idea on how we were going to fund it. This is how the Democrats in the state operate. They don't care. So right now, you're looking at a situation where we got a budget deficit. In the next 4 or so years, it's going to be even higher. I hear we're heading towards really a $6 billion budget deficit. But right now, in the near future, it's at $3 billion. But to even think about some of the things that he wants to tax, All right. This is with Maryland Matters, in case you want to check it out. Topping the list is a proposal to increase the state property tax by a full penny to 12.2 cents per $100 of assessed value. Okay. Maryland has been at the current rate since 2007, when it was lowered from 13.2 cents. So you're going back up before 2007 days. Okay. Now, another option, again, Maryland Matters, eliminates the state's 7-day tax-free back-to-school shopping period. A third would revisit the so-called snack tax, right? Now, I don't know if you saw that, but the snack tax, imposing the state sales tax on items such as potato chips, pretzels, cheese puffs, and other salty snacks. I would have to tell Olivia, you know what, her days are numbered. All right. That's what she lives on. Then it goes on to say the state passed a similar tax in 1991, but repealed it in 1996. Now, lawmakers have considered reimposing it over the years. They talked about it in 2004, and they also talked about it in 2020. But is that where we should be right now? Absolutely not. We should not be there right now, especially at these times where we're facing high inflation and everything that's going on the federal level, which needs to be done. And again, we're talking about the federal jobs that are being cut, and we'll talk about USAID as well coming up here later in the show. But don't forget, we also are going to be expecting some of the bloat from these tariffs. Okay? We're in a tough spot, and Maryland delegates and state senators in the Democrat Party, along with Governor Wes Moore, is making it 10 times worse. We're going to talk about this on the other side. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM 680, that is 410-922-6680. Hopefully we're getting some good money news this morning. I don't know. Right now, we got Tim Hearn with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's morning market flash. Tim, do you have any good news for us?
I wish I did, Kim. Although I heard a few buzzwords. You were mentioning inflation and tariffs, so I was actually going to hand it over to you to do the morning market flash this morning.
Yeah, right.
You're talking my language. I wish I had some good news. I mean, the markets are up here this morning. Dow futures up about 150 points, Kim. S&P futures up about 10 points. NASDAQ futures are up only about 8. However, unfortunately, the S&P 500 overall index or benchmark is still headed for the worst week thus far of 2025. So, you know, unfortunately, if we do get a bump here today, it would have to be a major increase in the S&P 500 in order for the markets to finish in positive territory. Right now, the Fed's favorite core inflation measure did in fact reach 2.6%. In the month of January, that's the Fed's preferred inflation measure, which they call the PCE, Kim, the Personal Consumer Expenditure Price Index. So it increased about 0.3% for the month, showing that rate of about 2.5% on an annual rate. So if we take out food and energy costs, then the core PCE number actually was 2.6% annually, not 2.5%. So the numbers right now are showing us that inflation, to your point, to your comment earlier, is still here to stay. Personal income did post a much sharper increase than expected, up about 0.9% on the month against only an expectation of about 0.5% or 0.4%. But the higher incomes, if we look at the data in the economy, Kim, the higher incomes that we saw from personal incomes posting an increase did not translate into spending. So what are people doing if they're making more money and they have higher incomes being reported, but they're not spending it back into the economy? Where's it going? Maybe they're saving. And that's what we saw. The personal savings rate actually spiked higher, rising to 4.6%. So it seems like the consumers and individuals and families here in the country are starting to increase their savings a little bit, provide a little bit of a cushion. And again, we have to see how that plays out with the overall landscape of our U.S. economy and, of course, the overall stock market. But in particular, certain news with the economy. China is actually accusing the U.S. of fentanyl, and I quote, blackmail, after their latest tariff threat. Beijing accused the U.S. of exerting what we call tariff pressure and blackmail after President Donald Trump's latest threat to slap an extra duty of 10% on imports from China. So there's your tariff news here this morning. Elsewhere, Dell forecasts a decline in annual margin on their higher artificial intelligence service costs. And then Meta plans a paid subscription service for their chatbot, Meta AI, sources are showing. us. So we'll see how things play out the remainder of the day, but not looking good for a weekly finish here, Kim. Unfortunately, it's the last Friday of the month of February. Can't believe tomorrow's March 1st, but I'll be back, of course, next week on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, Kim.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, happy Friday. I wish it was a happier Friday, to be honest with you. But we're talking about the budget here in the state of Maryland. We're talking about the FC files on the national level. Lots to talk about. Right now, we're going to stay here in the state. I do want to hear from you with Governor Westmore's proposed BRFA yesterday, the Budget Reconciliation and Financing Act. I don't know why they call it BRFA. It's such an unattractive thing to say. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I do want to hear from you on this one. Well, Governor Westmore is proposing to fill in these gaps because, of course, we're facing a $3 billion deficit. Is he's going to tax the hell out of all of us, okay? I saw where out of the comptroller's office, she's saying that if you're making between kind of around 75 grand and above, you're going to feel a lot of it. If you get food deliveries, of course, they're putting that in Amazon deliveries. They're putting fees on that. It's interesting because they're going to make it look like, you know, it's just because Amazon has raised their prices. But just so you know, that's not the case, okay? They're putting these fees in, but they're able to hide it very well. Now, of course, there's also going to be a tax on snacks, sugary drinks, sodas, things like that, if this is passed and if it goes through. Again, legislators have the opportunity to go through this BRFA and to make some changes. The problem in Maryland is it's a super majority for Democrats, and many of them like Governor Westmore. I don't think they're going to put up a ton of fight against Westmore because they think that he can take, you know, what they do here in Maryland on the national level. So they're not going to give him a whole lot of pushback. But I do hope that there are some Democrats up there that have a little bit of common sense and that is possibly a not so safe district. I wanted to go to the phone lines here. I've got Peter in Hamilton. Peter, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, there's a couple things. The next time we pay taxes, we can't forget to include our processing fee for our taxes of the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
We'll put a check in there. And then I can't stay on the phone too long because my wife wants me to write down what I've done for work around the house in the past 2 weeks.
Do you have five bullet points?
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble, Peter. Let me ask you this, Peter. Do you think this is going to cause people to move out of the state? Because I do believe that.
Oh, I think so. We're retired. My wife has all her friends here. That's the reason why she doesn't want to move. But she used to live in Pennsylvania where it was a little better years ago.
Yeah, Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate because pretty much every state that is surrounding us is doing better as far as taxes and fees. You know, Peter, don't forget to write that list out. I don't want you to get in trouble. It's the weekend, and I hope that you have a great weekend there. You know, this is a huge issue. I wanted to read to you Senator Justin Reedy's post. I almost said tweet because it's on X. He says the MORE budget plan includes $1.4 billion in new taxes, spends more than 2024, and that's before new taxes he proposed just yesterday. Contrary to claim of tax cuts, the Comptroller's Office report shows that the Maryland families making over $75,000 will see net increase in their tax liability. And that is the truth. That is what's happening here. I want you to weigh in because this affects a lot of people. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. When you see that they want to tax snacks and sugary drinks and all these things, I mean, this really, of course, also hits many families that have, what, many children or at least just one child. If you are living on food stamps, you're probably wondering, okay, well, this, you know, this is going to probably take a larger chunk of our food stamps, or we're going to have to make some decisions. Now, of course, I'm on the side of, you know, food stamps not covering any of these things anyways. But there are going to be some families that are going to be shocked by the raise, the prices going up. What does that also mean for those in a food desert? Well, remember, they get their stuff a lot of times at corner stores. Those prices are going to go up even higher, okay? This, when Wes Moore says leave nobody behind, he means, you know, he's not going to leave anybody behind when it comes to new taxes. I now know that's what he meant. Coming up next, we'll discuss more.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky's in Washington today for critical talks with President Trump. Zelensky expected to sign a profit-sharing agreement granting the U.S. long-term access to mine and develop Ukraine's substantial rare earth minerals resources. President Trump says it's a win-win deal for both countries. While ruling against the Trump administration's firing of probationary federal workers, a San Francisco federal judge has not ordered the reinstatement of those who have already been let go, nor did the judge block future firings. Threatened with steep tariffs and other punitive measures, Mexico stepping up its cooperation with the Trump administration, the war on drug cartels, extraditing to the U.S. 29 imprisoned fugitives wanted on drug trafficking and other charges, including charges of murder. More details at srnnews.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Gary Stein on sports. As the Birds head to Fort Myers for a 105 tilt with the Twins today, they'll do it without Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg. Henderson pulled early in the Blue Jays game yesterday with side discomfort after making a leaping catch. Westberg is day-to-day with a back issue. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Sun conducting a poll of its readers asking salary cap in baseball, yes or no. Almost 90% of the respondents said yes. Orioles owner David Rubenstein agrees.
Well, I wish it would be the case that we would have a salary cap in baseball the way other sports do, and maybe eventually we will, but we don't have that now. So what we have is a luxury tax in effect. It's not a perfect system. It's better than nothing. But at some point, I suspect we'll probably have something closer to what the NFL and the NBA have, but there's no guarantee of that.
Local college basketball last night, a TU arena record 4,750 fans saw Towson win the CAA regular season championship for the first time in program history. They overcome a 12-point halftime deficit and beat William & Mary 88-73 was the final.
Tyler Tejada and Dylan Williamson led the way with 20 points apiece. The Tigers have won 20 or more games for the fourth consecutive season. Coming up in 30 minutes, Caitlin Clark comes to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Cold front over the Great Lakes heads our way, drops these temperatures back to a little bit of winter's chill by the end of the weekend. First part of the weekend, still mild. Sunny, a few clouds today, 56, low to mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, 57. Then Sunday, sunny and much colder, 40 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Friday. We're talking about the budget proposal from Governor Westmore. And here's what I'll say, and I know some people probably believe that I'm giving Governor Moore a really hard time here. I believe that I've been very nice. I don't know if you've seen the improvement in my behavior and attitude, Brian the producer, but I have been extremely nice. I don't rant and rave about Mayor Brandon Scott as hard as I used to. I have been very nice about Governor Westmore, the way that he's supposedly tackling the issues. I've been very nice when it comes to the delegates and the senators on the other side of the aisle. I've been keeping it together in my mind, okay? Am I going to be perfect? No, I'm still working on it. But if we're looking at the taxes, the fees, and this budget in general, every single person in the state of Maryland is going to be hit. And I don't mean by like 25 cents here or 50 cents there. I mean hit, where you could see a huge hit as far as possibly hundreds of dollars or more by the end of the year, or even thousands of dollars or more by the end of the year. That's what I'm talking about. And this is in an economy right now where many people cannot afford it. I've got Don in Annapolis. Don, you want to weigh in on the budget?
Yeah, I have a big question about 2 weeks ago, the Board of Public Works met. And my understanding is the treasurer, the comptroller, and the governor, the treasurer voted against all of it. But however, Mr. Moore and the comptroller, Learman, voted for $389 million in expenditures. So how do we go with a $3 billion deficit in the hole and they're approving $389 million in the Board of Public Works?
That is exactly what they're doing, Don. I don't know. This is what Republicans in Annapolis are talking about, is that they're not really being honest even with this whole $3 billion deficit number. It's going to be much more than that, unfortunately.
I agree. And just so you know, and answer your question, I have five members in my family that we are seriously considering selling our houses and leaving the state.
Wow. Well, Don, I don't blame you, not at all. And if you're there in Annapolis, Annapolis has really changed, I think, over the last six or so years. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Well, we need a doge for Maryland. I can say that. So
yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Have a great day.
You
Thanks.
Too. You too. Have a good one. It's sad to hear because, you know, what we're talking about are taxpayers leaving. You know, this isn't the drug dealers on the corner that's thinking about packing up and leaving and that it would affect us. We're talking about significant taxpayers that are holding down the fort. Those are the individuals that are going to be leaving. And then on top of that, you know, once, you know, they actually do leave, then what does that mean for those of us that ended up having to stay here? Right? It's tough. It is tough. And this is why, you know what? I know it sounds a little off topic. This is why I hate that whole conversation about, like, white flight in Baltimore City. Because just think about what we're talking about right now, right? If you have the money to move, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever, you're going to move, right? If you have the money, you don't have to stay here for family or grandchildren or anything like that, you're going to leave. It's not that, you know, it's anything racist or anything like that, because Governor Westmore is a black governor, or, you know, many of those in office are black. It's not. It has nothing to do with race. It's incompetence on every level. And it's just a ridiculous fact that even though he was left with a $5 billion surplus or $5 million surplus, we're in this situation. And he could say that it's a sugar high and all those other things that he tried to say on it, but he still has never explained where he spent that money. So this is, you know, where people are at this point. And if you probably see the numbers lately, those that are moving out of Baltimore City, those are middle-class black families that are leaving. And this is why I just wanted to mention that. This is why that whole conversation about white flight always bothered me. It's like, look, if you had the means to leave Baltimore City in a time where you saw careers and manufacturing going overseas and the school system was getting worse, why wouldn't you leave? I don't care what color you are. Why wouldn't you leave at that point? You knew that we had nothing but incompetent leaders even then. Would you stick around? No. The Democrats have been running the Baltimore region into the ground for many, many years. And then what's so interesting is when you go back and you talk to people about when things were great, you know, when Baltimore was cleaner, when it was ran, you know, efficiently. But what do? They go back and they point at what? William Donald Schaefer. And then some people will point at Kurt Schmoke, right? And then anything after that, it's been a disaster. And then they'll say, well, you know, we have all these vacant homes because, everybody wanted to move because, you know, it was getting too black. You know? No, that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. People are moving because you can't afford to stay. And if things aren't getting any better and crime is going up and the schools are getting worse, why would you stay if you don't have to? Anyways, I hope one day we can have a real honest conversation about white flight. Because I think it's one of those issues where people just wanted to make it about race when it really was not about race. But we'll talk about that another day. I've got David in Curtis Bay. Hey, David, how are you?
I wish I could say I'm good, Kim, but I'm never good because the people that run this city and state are idiots, and I have to deal with them on a daily basis.
Yeah, I know you deal with Eric Curtis Bay.
It's just, it's disgusting that we have our elected officials like Governor Moore who are trying to balance a budget for a whole state when he can't even balance his own budget and pay his own bills.
Yeah,
or does
yeah.
that make any sense?
Yeah, we picked the guy that had the water bill through the roof.
Correct. And, you know, he keeps saying he's going in a direction and then he's backpedaling. I just met the man 2 weeks ago at a summit in Annapolis, didn't even say hi to him, didn't even look at his direction, and all he can do is continue to push his fear-mongering about Donald Trump and what Donald Trump's doing and the fact that we're no longer going to have federal funding coming in. Why don't we get away from federal funding? Why don't we just take care of Maryland as a whole? Why don't we elect people who want the same things that anybody who truly is a Marylander and loves this great state once, which is peace and happiness and no more taxation.
Yeah.
That's all they keep doing is taxing us every turn they can. And it would be fine if the tax money was used in the right way, but it's not. They just, they keep blowing these budgets exponentially. I mean, his whole Green Deal that he's come up with, you know, if he just shaved that off and came to Curtis Bay and took care of the pollution in Curtis Bay, that'd take care of a lot of the green problems we have in Maryland right now.
Yeah, you would think that he would even acknowledge that, you know, what is going on over there. I was going to ask you that, David. Have you guys gotten any answers about what's, you know, a next step?
No, not at all, Kim. None of our elected officials, with the exception of Ms. Porter, you know, she's actually, you know, pushing really hard for us. But, you know, she can only do as much as she can. You know, I just went to a town hall meeting with our senator, Bill Ferguson, and some of our House delegates from my District 46. And, you know, I asked them plain, you know, flat out, can you guys please back this CHERISH Act that we're trying to get passed in the House and the Senate? And I got a political answer. I literally have a senator by the name of Senator Lee who is backing this bill we're trying to get passed, and I don't think it's going to pass. I really don't. They're not taking anything seriously, and I'm not a really political person. I'm still learning a lot of stuff. But to go sit at the Maryland Senate for 5 or 6 hours I was there and watch how government works in Maryland, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It really is. We have so much waste and just outlandish things that they're trying to pass, and the things that need to be passed, they're not passing. It's disgusting. And I feel like the pollution is going to continue to happen in my community long after I'm gone and generation after that, because at the end of the day, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, and they don't care about the people who really, truly they should.
Yeah. Yeah, David, I'm right there with you. Hopefully you'll get some more answers soon. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Miss Kim. Thank you as always.
Thank you. And again, that's David and Curtis Bay. And they did. They organized there in Annapolis. They went to the State House. They protested. Curtis Bay, I don't know when's the last time anybody listening has been over there, but the pollution in the air is ridiculous. They're right there by that CSX, right by the train tracks and all that stuff that's going on over there. You don't even need anything to test the air. You can see it. You can see the pollution right there in front of your face. It's wild. But it's been like this for years. And now they're finding out that it's causing a lot of health issues for those that have lived in the area. But it's not rocket science. It's just, it would be obvious. But they don't want to do anything about it. They don't. They continue to ignore it. Yet, as David pointed out, they talk about emissions in the air. They talk about the climate change initiatives, which is going to cost about $1 billion, apparently. And here's what else I'll say about Governor Westmore. Because I don't want to leave out the good parts here. He didn't hide the fact that his agenda, his platform, was going to cost us billions of dollars. He didn't hide that while running for office. We just have a lot of people in the state, Democrats, that voted for it anyways, because they'll vote for black skin and a cute smile, okay, on the Democrat side of the aisle. But it's just, that's what they did. And so now they're looking around, they're scratching their heads. You even got the people in Baltimore City that voted for Mayor Brandon Scott and others. They're scratching their heads because BGE and the tax rate hikes, the whole thing is a mess. This is what happens when you vote for people based on their gender or their sexual orientation or their skin color. This is what happens. Okay? You got to vote based on competence. Look, I know a lot of people say, what do you say is qualified for office? Somebody that has common sense, that understands that this has to be run like a business. Those that will actually talk to people, right? I can't stand the politicians that get into office and never talk to a single individual. They don't host the town halls. They don't host any meetings. They don't go out there and knock on doors or do anything. I hate those individuals. Congressman Kwesi Fume, I'm talking to you in case you didn't know. I hate those individuals because some of their districts are the worst districts in the country, and they don't even bother to talk to the people. We're talking about the budget. Again, Maryland Matters, I thought, did a great piece on this. Tax-free shopping week dropped. Property and snack taxes added to menu of budget fix options. That is the headline there on Maryland Matters, if you want to take a look. I've got David Timonium. Dave, you want to weigh in on the budget?
Yeah. I was just commenting on, like you said, about how the taxes are affecting different people and amounts of money. Like for me, instantly, for instance, I have two houses in Maryland. One here and one in Ocean City, and I'm hit with a $2,800 extra in property tax just this year alone.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
$2,800 extra. See, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm literally going to probably sell the one in Ocean City and just get another one in Shelbyville. And the tax there on a $700,000 house is $1,200 a year. So it's a no-brainer just to get rid of the one in Ocean City and move to Shelbyville for a vacation house.
Well, which is crazy because, you know, you probably, like many other people, Dave, you probably worked very hard for the American dream. And so here you are, you accomplished that, But because we have people that don't know how to manage our tax dollars, now you have to make adjustments to your American dream and the hard work and everything you did to earn it. And now you're making the adjustments because they won't make the adjustments in Annapolis.
Right. Yeah.
It's sad. It is sad. Well, Dave, you know what? Hopefully, I'm hoping the legislators shoot this down. I don't know if they will. And they'll make some other cuts. But, you know, I apologize that you're dealing with all of this. And all I can hope is the next election cycle people wake up.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid they won't because I don't know if it's going to affect everybody like it does working people. Because if you got a bunch of renters and Section 8 people and everybody else, they probably aren't getting hit with the same kind of taxes as we are, people who own properties. I don't know if it's the same kind of tax hike.
Yeah, no. No, they're not. They're not. And as soon as landlords do something to kind of like even it out, right? You know how Amazon, they'll raise their fees if they have to because of what's coming up in the policies. But, you know, landlords, they'll get, you know, stonewalled in the strong arm because then you have legislators that will say, we can't allow landlords to raise the rent. Da-da-da. Meanwhile, they're raising everything on the landlords. And so they're making the landlords look like the monster and the evil people. Well, Dave, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And that is a thing, right? So, you know what? Remember during the COVID pandemic and they were all protesting at the Capitol and they were like, the rent's too high, you know? And I'm sitting here thinking, this is so ridiculous. You have many landlords that are also minorities. And the way they talk about this conversation is as if only these evil white people own all these properties and they're the ones raising rent on these poor, innocent black and brown families. I'm like, do you know how many black people own rental properties? It's a thing. It is a thing. We are regular people. Just I'm just like, this is crazy. And so they'll be like, we got to stop these evil landlords. We must support the minorities. This is what they do when they talk about, you know, minorities not being Republicans. And I love those conversations. We got to believe in black women. We have to vote and elect black women. And then here I am on the side. Even me, a Trump supporter, a black woman that's a Trump supporter. Well, not her. Don't elect her. Yeah, in case you guys didn't know in Annapolis, to all my Democrat friends, there are many black people in the state of Maryland that also own rental properties. And so when you think you're shoving it to the white man on the landlord side of things, you're also shoving it to those that own properties that are also minorities. It's a thing. Not all of us are looking for prison reform, if you know what I mean. Okay? Some of us have our lives together. Some of us make good choices. I know that's kind of bizarre to think about, to think outside the box, but that's kind of what we did. I've got, let's see, Bruce and Lithicum. Bruce, you wanted to weigh in on this?
Yes, I do. One of your previous callers, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
One of your previous callers called in and said it's time for DOGE for the state of Maryland, and he has hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get DOGE, though, Bruce.
And another thing, while we're on this subject, why don't we go after Anthony Brown for the $183 million that supposedly came from the Obamacare program, and they claimed to lost the money. Now, you don't lose $183 million.
No.
And I'll tell you something else I've been researching. Ladies and gentlemen, start going to Annapolis, down Riva Road, and further down in Anne Arundel County, where the state is buying, has buildings being built. This is why we have no tax money, because they're building buildings for the county and the state, not for us.
Yeah.
That's BS, and I think they're probably building, and they're renting them out. I don't know about that. I can't prove that for a fact, but I think that's what's going on. Because they're so crooked. And this has been going on for some time. And another thing, Hogan, he left us with a surplus of money and proclaims that's gone already?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And another thing, when our governor, Wes Moore, was inaugurated, Oprah Winfrey was on the stage with him. What's that tell you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's hooked up with the wrong people.
He's a puppet. Wes Moore is a puppet to the Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce, I'm right there with you. I appreciate you calling in. We talked about how, you know, he's got Oprah, he's got George Soros, he's, you know, spoken at events for Open Society. You know, it's not our imagination. He's hooked in with the wrong people. Many of you have texted in that Vincent Schiraldi is part of that crew. I wouldn't put it past him. Coming up next, we'll stay on this topic. If you want to weigh in about the proposed budget from Governor Moore, you can.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Rob Carson Show.
Trump's cabinet meeting looks like a meeting of the super friends in the basement of the Hall of Justice.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
We will find out on Friday which government criminals they will battle in the battle of good versus evil. I will see you noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the budget. I know, I don't want to talk about it either. I know. As I mentioned to all my Maryland friends here, I feel as though MarylandMatters.org has the best breakdown. I could be wrong. The headline is Tax-Free Shopping Week Dropped, Property and Snack Taxes Added to Menu of Budget Fix Options. Now, Governor Wes Moore did appear yesterday before the Legislative Committee. And he says there are three principles that we cannot retreat from. He did not talk about slashing much to the blueprint, Kerwin Commission, whatever you want to call it, his climate agenda. And like I said, when he ran for office, I knew that he was talking about raising taxes. And I told you, I had conversations with family members, and they were like, he said he's not going to raise the taxes. And I'm like, did you read his agenda? Did you see his platform? The only way that he could accomplish even three of those items is if he raises taxes. And then I get the same response. He said he won't do it. He said he won't do it, huh? That's what he said? All right. I got Gil and Arnold. Gil, you wanted to talk about the pollution in Curtis Bay?
Yes, yes. I contradict what they're talking about, the pollution that you see coming out of stacks. That is moisture from the heater. It's not any chemicals coming out. There's dust collectors inside to catch all the dust. I worked there for 43 years changing them dust collector bags, maintenance. There's no pollution there that they don't try to cover up. You fix it. They don't cover it up. They fix it.
So you're saying all of those houses there are black because of what?
There's no black. There's no black.
Have you seen the reports and the reporters there going into the neighborhoods talking to people and showing the houses?
But there's also a plant started burning trash and human waste from the hospitals, not from the chemical company.
So you're saying the chemical company has nothing to do with what those people are dealing with in Curtis Bay?
Right.
Okay. All right, Gil. Well, thank you so much.
I'm 84 years old now and in good health, and I've worked there for 43 years. So.
All right, Gil. I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you sharing that, Gil. So Gil's on the other side of things, but we've got how many protesters that we have in Annapolis with David and Curtis Bay? There were hundreds of people saying that it was different. But, you know, Gil, I'm not going to take that from you. You worked there. I appreciate you sharing that. I just am not so certain if it's like it was possibly 30 years ago. I don't know. But I'm sure the next time we have David from Curtis Bay on, he'll explain more for us. All right, coming up next, we'll still talk about the budget, of course. But I do want to get into what happened at the White House yesterday and the Epstein file drop that never actually happened. It was a disaster, to say the least. I'll explain when we get back.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation,